Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump's tariffs against goods coming into the U.S. from Canada and Mexico went into effect last hour.
They can't come in and steal our money and steal our jobs and take our factories and take our businesses and expect not to be punished. And they're being punished by tariffs.
Canada is now levying tariffs on more than $100 billion worth of American goods. CBS's Weijia Jiang has more on the tariff tiff from the White House.
Trade wars are costly and nobody wins.
Josh Lipsky is a former State Department official.
Trump argues that we're going to slap all these extra fees on imports. So then everyone's just going to buy America, and that'll be great for American manufacturing, American companies. But doesn't that take time?
That doesn't happen overnight. That could take years. And in the meantime, there's huge cost of transition.
Linda McMahon was confirmed by the Senate and sworn in as Secretary of Education Monday to lead a department President Trump says he will dismantle. CBS News has obtained the first email she sent to staff under the subject line, "Our department's final mission." She writes, quote, "The elimination of bureaucracy should free us, not limit us." Randy Weingarten is president, American Federation of Teachers.
The partners that she has are the people who are in classrooms all across America. What we're asking her to do is work with us, not against us. Don't take a wrecking ball to the Department of Education. Make cuts with a scalpel, not with a hatchet. And ultimately, help us help children.
President Trump will address a joint session of Congress Tuesday night. CBS's Stacey Lynn tells us it's not officially a State of the Union address, but it will look like one.
Vice President J.D. Vance will be seated on one side of the president and House Speaker Mike Johnson on the other. Cabinet members, Supreme Court justices, joint chiefs of staff, former members of Congress and members of the diplomatic corps will be seated in front of President Trump. As for the rest of the senators and House members, it's a free-for-all as seats are not assigned.
Tuesday is Mardi Gras with a storm heading for New Orleans. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick.
I am going to try to run the parades in the morning. Now, y'all, we have a window of opportunity right now, according to the National Weather Forecast.
The latest now on the condition of Pope Francis.
The pontiff had two episodes of acute respiratory failure Monday, caused by a buildup of mucus and spasms in the airways in the lung. The pope had to be aspirated to remove some of that mucus, and two bronchoscopies were performed.
CBS's Seth Doan reporting from Rome. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, in part one, we'll welcome the kids from Nakusa and get a preview of their musical. And in part two, we'll talk to our friends at the Southfield County YMCA. It's 4 to 5 WFHR.
Wisconsin with a loss at Michigan State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers losing to the Spartans 71-62. Both teams struggled at times with their shooting. What made the difference? Head coach Greg Gard.
Untimely turnovers. I thought we had a one-point game with about 5-6 minutes to go. And we turned the ball over twice in a row coming in transition. And those are the things, the ones you can't give them a mulligan right back. After we had got them to miss, we got them to miss a free throw. And then some offensive rebounding.
The Badgers play Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette has a new women's volleyball head coach. Tom Madosa spent the last 7 years at South Carolina. He replaces Ryan Thies, who was hired away by Florida at the NFL scouting combine. Badgers left tackle Jack Nelson from Stoughton, Wisconsin, talked about his dad, Todd, who played for the Badgers, and his younger brother, Barrett, also now on the team.
I mean, it means the world to me. You know, I got a younger brother there right now playing O-line. Got to play a few years with him. You know, kind of put that on your back and be the one to put on for your city, for your family like that.
That's the Badgers' Jack Nelson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly four-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothée Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Nora writer-director Sean Baker won 4 Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win 4 Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Nora was the talk of the night, as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Nora 5 Oscars out of 6 nominations. Not a bad Sunday. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain likely in the overnight. Cloudy skies in mid-30s or winds out of the south and southeast. Rain continues Tuesday with highs in the low to mid-40s, an easterly wind by afternoon. Tuesday night, rain, then changing to some snow. Currently 38 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we all want clean drinking water. What about road salt? What happens with that? We'll kick that around tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to your live democracy planning meeting. Your discussion session for a movement for a better world in real time. The topic has come up. How should we resist? What should we do? Not only the policy proposal that matters nationally, not only what might we do, what's the smartest protest? Somebody asked, we much appreciated a caller who was going and protesting. Many people are saying we've got to protest day and night. Maybe if it's cold at night, maybe just do it during the day. But it would be a sign to be broad-based. And I said earlier in the show that I would offer my strategic thought about where I think the smartest areas are for energy. The smartest place is, I think, where you can find energy. That's my maybe not that surprising answer. Have a bias for action. If you find something that's moving you, find a way to move on the thing that's moving you. If it's not the perfect thing, because there's so much work to do. It's a target-rich environment. It's hard to get it wrong. Don't be paralyzed by your need to analyze. Act. Write. Call. Give. Help. Support. Whatever you need to do. Whatever you can to where you find energy. That's the most important answer. But if there's lots of areas and you're trying to think, you have a storehouse of energy, you're willing to apply it to lots of different places, or you want to find where you might find some energy. I do like the message they came up with in a strategy corner micro-consulting session during our live planning meeting today. I know it may seem like a radio and TV show. I am saying it's a planning meeting. The future of the world, future of America, future of democracy, future of a movement that will try to make a better world, a better country, a better democracy. And so he said, what should my sign say? It would be a cross-cutting message. And I wasn't sure and worked through it. I'm a verbal processor. And what I came up with was tearing down America is bad for you. Tearing down America, I think, is what I'd call this. I think that's what Trump is doing. I think that's what Elon Musk is doing. I think that's what Vladimir Putin is doing. I think that's what they want to do by making us get bird flu. I think that's what they want to do by making our skies less safe. I think that's what they want to do by making our country less safe. I think that's what they want to do by alienating us from our most important European allies. I think that's what they want to do by undermining the United States dollar as a global reserve currency. Tear down America. Government cuts, firing. It was never about efficiency. It also wasn't about firing. It's about tearing down America. And it's not just that tearing down America exists. It's also that it's bad. And it's not just that it's bad and it's bad for you. So I would emphasize that. I think that is a dominant message. It was a pretty good focused message. And we're talking about Trump. I already gave you that one. Trump is bad, and he's bad for you. Musk is bad, and he's bad for you. Bad people with bad motives doing bad things with bad results, with bad friends. It's bad, and it's bad for you. Tearing down America is bad, and tearing down America is bad for you. So I do think those things. But that's not what I was teasing earlier on. I said, where would I apply energy? So that I don't bury the lead, as is my want to do, here's what I would say. Go long and go local. Go long and go local. That doesn't mean don't protest Trump. You got energy for that? Go ahead. It doesn't mean don't work at a congressional race. You got energy ability to that? Go ahead. 4 years before a presidential race, I want to have focus on not just that. Because I think about women's suffrage. And that didn't happen in Congress. It's an example I almost always go to most quickly. That we are not going to persuade Donald Trump. We're not going to persuade Project 2025. We're not going to persuade Rage. We're not going to persuade Doge. We're not going to persuade the various Confederates who want to tear down America, who have found inspiration from economic messages deriving from the worst elements of the pre-Civil War Deep South and then the post-Civil War and post-Civil Rights Movement Deep South. My site is Democracy in Chains. If you haven't read it, you should, or at least read the summary. That I think we have a siege that has been decades in the making, and we have to be prepared to work for decades into the future. That doesn't mean waiting for a decade. It means starting right now, but where to start? That to pass women's suffrage, it meant it had to happen state by state. And my state took five times. Five times they had to go to the voters and try to honor a woman's right to vote. Finally, on the fifth time. The third time wasn't the charm. Either was the fourth. State by state, city by city. What can you do? Where are the points of leverage? Where's a media organization you can turn? Where's a show that you might be able to help boost its listenership? I've got an idea. How about this one? What's an institution that needs a little bit of support? How do we rebuild and build civil society? What's a company that should understand that it is not free to support oligarchy and tyranny? How can we leverage that? Think about the places that are leverageable. Think about the places that deserve your laser beam. Be strategic and thoughtful. Be intentional, not slow. And I do think that means consider, because Trump dominates so much of the freaking attention of the country. It's like, all, it's his superpower. He says crazy stuff, he just does crazy stuff, does bad stuff. He doesn't mind. It's bad because it gives him more attention. So don't only fall for that trap. Got to respond sometimes, obviously, but don't only fall for that trap. Also think, not just immediate term reaction, but think long. What do we need the world to be? What do we? How do we need to build this? This fire didn't start in 2024. The Powell memo wasn't written in 2016. The Heritage Foundation wasn't given birth to in this new millennium. It has been decades in the building, this effort to tear down America. And if we're going to build it back, we're not going to rebuild America in a day. We're going to have a long-term commitment. So that's when I say think long. I also said think local. It's my women's suffrage example, but you can go more local than that. What can you do? State-based pro-democracy coalitions, even city-based pro-democracy coalitions. I'm thinking of my friends in Mississippi right now. How awesome it is to start a little group. It could be a book club. It could be a pro-democracy coalition. You can work on money in politics. You can work to lower the giving limits in your city council, county commission, state legislative races. You can work for voter access. You work for better voting systems. You work for proportional representation in certain places. They can't just use partisan politics to, and then anti-democratic talking points to build their not even majority movement and power structure. You can win legislatures. If I had a magic wand, it'd be that. That's who's given us the districts. That's who's given us these gerrymandered rules. You have states that are 51-49 and they have legislatures that are as if they were 65-35. Follow the lead of what Michigan did to get redistricting reform in a purple state. In blue states, don't just do it one-sided. That should be federal. You're taking the bait if you do it in blue states. That'll just give them more red congressional seats. Win legislatures. Massive voter registration. Make sure people's IDs are lined up. Make sure people do know the polling place they need to go to. Youth voter education and civic training. Sortition, citizen juries. Public financing in cities. We could get, right now, there are 20 cities in this country that could pass publicly financed elections, which would mean you'd start building up trained activists, start building up people who are used to their campaigns, start building up new elected officials, maybe new future members of Congress. And why do I care about that? Because these would be people, if they ran publicly, ran with public financing, selling out to big donors wouldn't be their first move. It means they would start to build a power structure that wasn't only reliant upon the status quo power structure. It means that their early talking points, their early commitments, their early conception of themselves, their early staff's conception of what they were trying to do wasn't only trying to aim at the center of the corporate lobby in Washington, D.C. Because the center of the corporate lobby in Washington, D.C. is not the center of America. And it's not the center of people's lives. It's not the center of any poll. And it's not the center of the answer. We've got to recreate a more genuine center. And publicly financed elections in local areas, in cities. And by the way, it also saves resources because you got Democrats fighting over those races, spending money on those races, run them public. Citizen juries, I said, participatory budgeting as an example of citizen juries, giving people real power of democracy, not just giving more power to politicians, not just being part of this fight that is trumped up, pun intended, in significant part to make it so you aren't actually in charge of your country or your city or your county or your state. Get actually in charge. Not to become a dictator, but be part of the conversation. Work on community lands. I'll start with the public banks. We got this.
Do. Bring our jobs and manufacturing.
upper personhood and educate our country to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American Dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at Tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com.
So before the break, I was talking about how we need to both expand and narrow our focus. Got to think longer and think local. That's not to say don't care about what's happening in the joint session, don't care what type of president. We got to care. But that takes so much time, so much energy, so much attention. Make sure it doesn't take 90% of your energy and attention. Make sure it doesn't take even 75%. Try to get it to like half, maybe even a little bit less. Most effective I ever was when I realized that I wasn't going to be able to change who the president of the United States was. And I wasn't, it was after 9/11. And the then president, George W. Bush, got up and said the most important thing we were supposed to do was shop. And I don't argue that we shouldn't have made sure there was economic activity after 9/11. I just knew that wasn't the only thing we needed to do. That we actually needed to do was call people to service. And I realized that what had happened to the once proud Republican Party was that it had just decided that public service somehow, with very narrow exceptions, was worthy of derision. That the idea of contributing something greater than yourself was to be set aside, and instead people should just worship at an altar of money and of a false understanding of a God that thinks that's actually what you should pray to.
2 minutes.
And I realized, no, we've got to do more than that. And the most effective I was is like, listen, I'm not going to be able to stop that invasion. I'm not going to be able to change George W. Bush's mind. But what I can do is I can impact my own state. And we organized a bunch of people my age, some younger, some older. I was pretty young then, better looking. And we bought a bus. And we took that bus to every swing legislative district in the state. And we knocked on doors. And we knocked on between 50,000 and 70,000 doors back in 2002. And then we did it again in 2004. And that helped. And that helped Jeff Merkley be named the House Majority Leader instead of just House Democratic Leader. And that put him in a position to run for the U.S. Senate and beat Gordon Smith. And now Jeff Merkley's one of the finest members of the U.S. Senate we've had in a long, long time. But not only that, it started moving, or people don't think about this, but before that, for 17 years, I think it was, Oregon had been a double-barreled Republican legislature. And finally, and now we've had Democratic legislature. We worked on that in 2002, 2004, 2006, 2008, until we started in the Senate, then into the House. And when I started putting my energy on what I could impact in my state, in my town, I had the most impact I ever had. So look at that. I'll get more to what's happening in Ukraine, but I want to make sure people are hearing me about go long and go local. The when the let me say something about Jeremiah's call. Jeremiah called and asked about messaging. Let me finish this quick story. Jeremiah called and asked about messaging. They said, oh, Biden killed the peace deal. So much of what you're seeing on social media is just false or trumped up or manipulated. I asked this misinformation, this disinformation expert. I said, what's the best way I can track what disinformation experts are pushing? He said, oh, just look at the trending topics on Twitter. That is the list. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
202-808-9925.
If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It is one of the
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait! There's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes. So why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this. 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That is a big deal. If you're battling daily stress, trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Our favorite product is the sleep product. It really helps. And once you try it, you'll wonder how you ever got by without it. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% off with promo code Tom at CBDistillery.com. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code THOM. CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, South Dakota. Yes, available in 47 other great states. And we're back. So, to continue, where can we best apply our energy? And how do we deal with the current media? And what I want to say is not only respond, but also be proactive. Not only say, Trump did this, and therefore let him pick the fight and react, but also you pick the fight you think we need to have. You pick the thing we need to focus on. And yeah, to all those bots out there, who have been trying to pivot attention from what's happening in Ukraine to other things, including the Middle East. Not the Middle East isn't important, but that was a strategy. That was a tactic. That was an effort to take away attention from the biggest bully country. It's not Trump. It's Putin. Biggest bully country and what they're doing in Ukraine. And that includes all kinds of misinformation, disinformation. Don't take the bait. Let's do speed round for your calls. Let's go to Carl from Arcadia, Oklahoma, who wins the Most Patient Listener Award. Carl, you are on the air.
Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I got a one-liner to put on the check when you write it to the Democrats, and it's take the gloves off. Just write down where in your notation, take the gloves off.
And what does that mean? If they don't have gloves, Carl, what are they doing? Words, what are they doing with their gloveless hands?
In other words, I'm a combat vet from Vietnam in 69, and I've probably been on 100 firefights. And I know until you get tough, the tough get going. People say that.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. They got to stop playing footsies with them, so to speak, and start really getting down to the burr with them, because they're not going to, like the man said earlier, until you hit a man in the mouth and he bleed, he's not going to believe you. And so that's what the Democrats got to do.
I hear you. And I agree that decorum is not, like, for its own sake, that fear for its own sake, like, none of these are helpful strategies. But as you think about it, when you say, well, once they have their gloves off, once they want to punch somebody in the mouth, whatever it is, what are they doing? What's that thing?
That's the action. That's that action when you say take them gloves off.
Then,
you know, anytime you're dealing with gloves, you're just dealing with kid gloves, it's clean or whatever.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to get dirty.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
All right.
And that's just like I'm saying, I'm a vet, and so I'm looking at this.
Yeah.
The man told the Navy that she struck the Navy lady off.
Yeah.
He struck the Army people off.
Yeah.
Now, in combat, you don't put no whole new nobody, and you get the generals that have been there, done that. You don't throw all them off. If you do, you open yourself up for attack.
All right. So I'll give you one, Carl. I'll give you one. And this is one I would actually do. I'd urge you to do this one. That one thing that would be outside the norm, that would be a version of taking the gloves off, would be urging retired generals who know what, and this could be members of the military, encouraging them to do it, finding whatever communication routes you can find. Veterans doing this, asking veterans to communicate to retired generals. Retired generals are even worse than retired presidents, and in some respects even better. What I mean is there is this norm, that there's this habit of retired generals not criticizing a president in office. That meant, for instance, the generals that knew Donald Trump was on his way to being a fascist, that they would say that to, like, a reporter, but they wouldn't get on camera.
Well, you know they did. You know they did, about 100 of them. They really did.
Hear me out, Carl. I'm listening. Hear me out. So I remember when they had his old chief of staff, right, he was willing to say something to a reporter, but then didn't get on camera, didn't do interviews, didn't get on Fox News. So urging members of the military to be more vocal, including really high-profile former Republican appointees, including people who serve for Trump, who know he's doing the wrong stuff, willing to say so. That is the kind of thing that I would say is, to use your term, taking the gloves off. Carl, you get the last word.
Well, listen, I'm going to say this. I'm saying he's getting rid of all these people, these generals, and everybody knows what they're doing. That's the worst thing you want to do. And then he mentioned the other night, World War III. Last person was talking about war was George Bush.
Yeah. Carl, thank you so much for your service, and thanks for your call.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
We're all looking for somebody else to save us. And I don't mean Carl. I mean, like, all of us. Oliver's like, blank needs to do blank. Understand, there isn't that person. Unless it's all of those people. My wife is grumpy at Obama. Sorry, Katie, I didn't mean to call you out. But she's like, you know, and Obama was my president, right? I didn't just cast a ballot for him. I was a delegate at the national convention on it for him. And he talked about government efficiency and government improvement in a way that fired me up, not in the fake tear down America way that Elon Musk is doing it. And I wanted him to not just make TV shows for Netflix, but not just build his library, but help build a national movement, not just for volunteerism, but for pro-democracy action, right? I've wanted that to happen. But Obama can't save us. He's not the president. I want Chuck Schumer to do certain things, but he can't save us. He's not the president. He's not the head of the Senate. I want Hakeem Jeffries probably to do some things, but he can't pass a single bill. He can't even force an amendment. Right? Like, I want the Supreme Court. I want the courts to say you can't do this. But they've been working on taking over the courts for 40 years. So the thing that we have to come to grips with is it's worse than we think. And I don't mean that to give you despair. I don't mean that to give you fear. I mean that we have to be brutally honest with the critical facts facing our situation and ultimately confident that democracy can win out and ultimately confident that America can win. We have to do both things. And being brutally honest with the critical facts lets us know that there isn't somebody out there with the power to say, oh, if they would just act, we'd be okay. We have to build that power. We have to find more levers. We have to think long. Yes, think national, but also think local. All right, let's go speed round so we can get to your very patient, wonderful calls. Mike, sorry, Chicago, on the air.
Yeah, I had an idea of what the Democrats could do for the joint session. Rather than walking out, and because that the Republicans normally sit on one side and the Democrats sit on the other, so the Democrats should just pass out these white cards amongst themselves, and then when Trump starts a speech and says a lie, the certain people hold up these white cards that spell out lie. And there you go. You have your optics, and it's a little quiet protest. They don't have to say anything. They just show the placards like, you know, like you would see at the stadiums when they would hold up their these cards and it would spell out things.
I like the idea of the I like the idea of having a visual that that looks neutral and factual. I don't mean neutral, but at least looks factual. That tracks, that focuses attention on things that are said that are dishonest. I like the card. I probably like the card more than I like the yelling, right? But so I like that idea. I like that idea, and appreciate your phone call very much. Any other thought that you have that you want to offer before we go to the next caller?
Well, the only negative downside is that their arms may get too tired while we're lifting up the
stars. Thank you so much for your call. I'm going to have to say this out loud. So this screen went dark. I think it may have been something my knee hit. I plugged it back in, but it's still off, so I can't take another caller. Is he able to put another caller in without me so I can just take the next caller and just say the name? Give me a caller, and the caller will introduce themselves to me. We'll be back in just a second. We can put on a caller. Can you hear me? All right. So there is this call. I was talking earlier about state-based and local-based activity, about thinking local and thinking long. There are a couple areas I didn't get to in my riff. We can also build better governance systems. Here's a big thing. If we want people to vote pro-democracy, vote progressive, we've got to show that the places that are governed by those folks work. We have a caller on?
Hi
there. Lori, go ahead. You're on the air. Give us your question.
Hi, Jefferson, Lori from Ocala. If we're going to protest, we can't be ambivalent. I'd like to rephrase the argument. How do we know that Putin is hiring the best people? Trump told us he was hiring the best people. Only the best people to benefit Putin and not the American people. Then think about how the Supreme Court has worked to take away our rights. Because it's less people power, less democracy, better for people. How come tax cuts go to the wealthiest and not the American people? We want rich oligarchies. We have more power over them if we give them big tax cuts. How come Musk directed Starlink to hurt Ukraine? Once again, it helped Putin. We can do it with the Department of Energy, the Department of Education, Social Security. We can do it with all of them. This is all Putin. Take away Trump. take away Musk, take away all the boogeyman, and let's call it what it is. Okay, we can call them all. Okay, do you like that?
Yeah, what, and anybody out there, anything you're reading or anybody you're listening to that you think has given you inspiration or has given you direction or anybody that, that you think is providing pretty good pathways?
Oh, for me personally?
Yeah.
Okay. I really feel I like Chris Murphy. I know he's government. He works for the government, so he's limited. I think the 50.1 is really good. But what I want to do is I want to get a leader to tell us what the leaders want us to do. I want this to be kind of not hierarchical, but kind of pyramid so that we can all get out. We're huge. We have enormous numbers and a huge voice. But nobody is collectively gathering us and saying, okay, Putin is trying to take us over. Let's have this group do this, this, this. We don't know how to do that, but we know that there are people that can organize, like Obama. Your wife was right, because Obama was an organizer, and that's what we need. We don't need to say his name. We don't need to hear his name. We need organizers.
Amen. We need organizers. There's an old Wellstoneism, right? Don't get mad, organize. The most important things we need to do is and that's even why I'm saying locals. How do you get people to organize? You can organize a protest, and I'm all for it. But the once we do it, I even remember when Obama was elected, and there was so much hope in the country. And
right. And
the right wing used that against Obama and said, you elected Obama, not everything changed. If people had listened to Obama, he would have said, it's not all going to change right away. That one of the reasons I want to build long and I want to build local is because I know change doesn't happen today. I know that one protest sign matched with 10,000 others can have an impact. Doing that where we actually build power, build infrastructure, organize in local communities can have lasting benefits. We'll be back to the Tom Show. Amen to you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is Tom's show. Be right back with Carol.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's 25% tariff on goods from Mexico and Canada are in effect. CBS's Jill Schlesinger tells us car buyers will take an early hit.
Prices for U.S. car buyers are expected to rise by about $3,000 on average as those newer cars come onto lots.
CBS News has a copy of the first email sent to staff by new Secretary of Education Linda McMahon, leader of a department marked for dismantling. The email subject is our department's final mission. CBS's Major Garrett on that long-held Republican hope.
It dates back to the first term of Ronald Reagan's presidency, 1980 to 84. Then it was renewed when Republicans took control of the House for the first time in 40 years in 1994. It's come back with a vengeance with President Trump.
The New Orleans Mardi Gras parade is in doubt with a storm coming. Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick.
If I can accommodate and do it safely, I am going to try.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars are in the books. In case you missed the annual celebration of movies, here is a rundown of the big winners. The Best Supporting Actor trophy was the first major category announced, and the winner was Kieran Culkin for his role in A Real Pain. Taking home Best Supporting Actress, to no one's surprise, was Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilia Perez, a film that was nominated for 13 awards and won two. Winning his second Oscar for Best Actor was Adrian Brody for his role in The Brutalist. He probably deserved it just based on how long he had to stay in character, given the length of the film. Best Actress went to Mikey Madison for her role as the title character in Anora. Anora was really the story of the night as it made history, with director Sean Baker becoming the first person ever to win four Oscars from the same film. Baker won for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture as the film's producer. He also won for Best Editing. Anora was nominated six times and won five. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin with a loss at Michigan State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers losing to the Spartans 71-62. Both teams struggled at times with their shooting. What made the difference? Head coach Greg Gard.
Untimely turnovers. I thought we had a one-point game with about 5-6 minutes to go, and we turned the ball over twice in a row coming in transition. And those are the things, the ones you can't give them a mulligan right back. After we had got them to miss, we got them to miss a free throw, and then some offensive rebounding.
The Badgers play Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette has a new women's volleyball head coach. Tom Madosa spent the last 7 years at South Carolina. He replaces Ryan Thies, who was hired away by Florida at the NFL scouting combine. Badgers left tackle Jack Nelson from Stilton, Wisconsin, talked about his dad, Todd, who played for the Badgers, and his younger brother, Barrett, also now on the team.
I mean, it means the world to me. You know, I got a younger brother there right now playing O-line. Got to play a few years with him. You know, kind of put that on your back and be the one to put on for your city, for your family like that.
That's the Badgers' Jack Nelson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain likely in the overnight. Cloudy skies in mid-30s or winds out of the south and southeast. Rain continues Tuesday with highs in the low to mid-40s. An easterly wind by afternoon. Tuesday night, rain, then changing to some snow. Right now, it's 37.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan and filmmaker Craig Knitt, who joins me in the studio. That's right, folks. He's going to fight Green Bay traffic. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Put our complaints out there and try and get some of these problems solved.
So I put that. You're going to be our time for our last caller. Actually, we'll do one more 30 seconds. I'll use that. I'll respond to this with my closing word. So, Pat, let me just respond, and thank you so much for the call. Take everything you said, take the last 80% of what you said, and think about how that would apply in your town and your state. And thanks, Pat, for the call.
I'm in a red state, and they hate me. Hung up on me again.
No, you're still on the air. I'm trying to finish. I'm trying to finish, but... are you still there? Okay. So appreciate so much your call. What I would say is we do need a people's coalition. It doesn't need to be bigger than the Democratic Party. We do need something that reaches supermajority of voters. I don't think that the primary focus for me is on the particular political party, right? In fact, I just use the vehicle that is the easiest vehicle to get a bunch of wins. But if you work in your local community, If you work at your state level, so many of them are nonpartisan. We can start building the kind of pro-people power that can move upwards. Don't just expect, just don't just move into the blue and red argument. We've got to build a bigger and bigger pro-democracy movement in this country. That's where I'll agree. Another day, I'll talk more about specific party politics. For right now, what I want to do is finish by saying thank you. Thank you to everybody who called, being so kind. I'll be with you this week. Do think about where you want to point your laser beam. Do think about the big picture. How is this country supposed to stand for freedom and for independence? For things like Ukraine, by the way. How is this country supposed to stand for working people and for democracy? And what are things you can do to point your laser beam to help? What are the points of leverage? Because you are the coalition of benevolently rational. The coalition of the benevolently rational. Good people doing good things for no good reason. You are priceless. Definition of priceless. Worth a lot. Not for sale. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for being part of this community. We'll be back tomorrow with Tuesday Newsday. Be well.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll talk about Secretary of Defense Hegseth requiring a What Did You Do Last Week list from civilians. And Luke Mathers is in for Tuesday Tangents. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Newly sworn in Secretary of Education Linda McMahon, leader of a department President Trump is dismantling, has sent her first email to staff, and CBS News has obtained a copy. It's titled Our Department's Final Mission and calls it a, quote, last chance to restore the culture of liberty and excellence that made American education great. Teachers Union President Randy Weingarten is worried.
One out of every $9 that go to kids in school in America comes from the federal government, comes from the Congress, and it all goes through the Department of Education. So we don't want it to be messed up.
Stiff tariffs on our closest neighbors went into effect 2 hours ago.
President Trump slaps 25% tariffs on nearly all goods from Canada and Mexico. He's used tariffs as an instrument to extract concessions from foreign governments and stresses that
what they have to do is build their car plants, frankly, and other things in the United States.